Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast away, good evening, it's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 18th of August 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, the big 9-0, 90 consecutive days of no new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Alaman police have a man in custody after an overnight social media post. The government says no to the Lord Street site as a car park. The children's champion can't act on juvenile public nuisance. Your concerns over those people returning who don't self-isolate. And there's fog on the mountain.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, a wanted man, has fled the island by chartering a fishing boat to the UK. Police have confirmed an arrest warrant's been issued for Kyle Molyneux, who's wanted as part of an ongoing investigation. Meanwhile, a 55-year-old man's in custody in relation to a post widely shared on social media. Police say the man was arrested for alleged offences committed under Manx law. But a spokesperson adds that trial by social media can undermine an investigation and any future court proceedings. The secretary of the Manx Electric Railway Society has blasted the infrastructure minister, saying what more can we be expected to do after its offer of £9,000 to run the Snaefell Mountain service still hasn't been accepted. Sport and FC Isle of Man will play AFC Liverpool in the first qualifying round of the FA Vars. The draw was made this afternoon, days after the newly formed team won its debut match against Guernsey FC. Further afield, a further 12 people have died after testing positive for COVID-19 in the UK. Figures show more than 1,000 people were diagnosed with the illness today. That's up from 713 yesterday. And universities have called for guidance about how to accept more students affected by a U-turn on A-level results. They're warning some courses are already almost at capacity, meaning some people may have to wait a year to begin their studies. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dollard, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Irish Sea Weather showing no problems at sea. No warnings today anyway. On the Isle of Man tonight, dry and cloudy, lots of fog around though as well. Light to moderate south, southwesterly. Will be dry and clear overnight, down to 14 degrees. And for Wednesday, Ukraine, dry and bright at first, then cloudy and wet on a light to moderate southerly wind, increasing fresh to strong east or southeasterly afternoon, up to 20 Celsius in the wind, down to 15 through the night. And on Thursday, Jordan, sunny and windy, a strong southerly touching gale force from late afternoon, bringing a spell of heavy rain during the evening. Daytime maximum 19 degrees. Low water in a little over half an hour's time at 6:08. Sunset 19 minutes to 9. High water 2 minutes after midnight. Sunrise 4 minutes after 6 tomorrow morning. Low water's at 6:28. And high water tomorrow lunchtime, 29 minutes past midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man Constabulary have responded to a social media post by a group called Elite Team, which was widely shared overnight. A man's in custody helping with inquiries following the post. Sergeant Andy Reid.
We've put something out on our social media channels because obviously we're aware of a social media post that was going viral across the island, and we was aware of the emotive nature of that social media post, and obviously the people's posts and criticisms, thoughts and feelings about what was going on. So obviously we didn't want to sit silent, and we put something out to say that actually we are dealing with the incident.
Now, you can only deal with that incident under the current laws, new laws being progressed through Timwald. So we are talking about the Sexual Offences Bill.
We are, yeah. Right now, you know, the Isle of Man Constabulary, we don't make the laws, but we work to the laws that we currently have on the Isle of Man. And, you know, so we have to work within that framework. There are new a sexual offences bill that is currently being progressed through Timwald to become law. And, you know, when that does come into legislation, then that will bring the island closer in line with other jurisdictions such as England. And obviously we'll have more powers, and we're filling kind of, I don't want to call them loopholes, but we're filling kind of areas that we don't have any legislation for right now.
Now, you've got a 55-year-old man in police custody in relation to that post. There has been plenty of comment on that post, plenty of comment on your post as well. Is there a danger of trial by social media here, which could jeopardise any criminal proceedings?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to put out the post. We want to make sure that people recognise that we have to follow the law, and obviously the judicial system has to be followed properly. And trial by social media can unduly affect and prejudice any evidence that we gather or any future court case.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
The owner of the former bus station site on Lord Street, Douglas, has been pushing to have it reopened as a car park before it looks to build a £25 million leisure centre there. Now scheduled for spring of 2021. The government, however, isn't budging. Douglas Borough Council supports the idea of a car park. Our local Democracy reporter Aaron Ibanez spoke to council leader David Christian.
I think it certainly would. I think it's been made very clear that certainly for this year, we aren't going to see any development on that site. You know, COVID's changed an awful lot of things and it ain't going to happen. From a council's point of view, we believe it should be being operated as a car park at this time. And even though that's in competition with some of our car parks, many, many people feel very aggrieved that they're driving past a large open space that's been a car park for the best part of 30 years and now it's just closed off and no one's allowed to use it. Let's hope common sense comes through and we'll see it as a car park again shortly.
Do you speak with the developers? Are you leaning on them? Are you saying anything to them?
No, that's not for us to do. I think it's the developers speaking to the DOI who they've purchased the land from. So it is a negotiation between the developer and the DOI. That's where those conversations need to take place.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree just nosing into Douglas Harbour at the moment. She'll be spinning round and heading off this evening at 7:45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30, and 2:15 a.m. departure back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. Obviously, at the moment, the Ben is 7 days a week, to and from Heysham twice a day. And the Manannan is doing Friday to Monday services, Fastcraft to Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Issues of children being a public nuisance don't fall under the remit of the Isle of Man's children's champion, who is Onchan MHK Rob Callister. He's been responding to the many reports of trouble over the summer holiday. His responsibility is for those in care and the vulnerable. Tim Glover asked him, should his responsibility be widened?
Yeah, I think it's a valid point, that, Tim, because I'm surprised how close my sort of remit is as the children's champion. It is looking after vulnerable children, children in care. And there is incidents where parents have contacted me since I've taken up this role, asking me to look at certain things, which I've had to be very clear that are outside my role as children's champion. But I've still looked at it as an MHK. And I think that's very important that I do that. And if I can help any parent gain advice or help or support, then I should still do that, regardless if it's wearing my children's champion hat or my MHK hat. But on every occasion, when it fits just outside that remit, I've been very clear to make it to explain it that it does unfortunately sit outside my role.
Have you been made aware of issues not just in Onchan but around the island that have taken place during the summer holidays?
Yeah, I've been made aware of quite a lot of problems, and I think drink, drugs is one that's coming up. Abuse, you know, towards parents is another. Breakdown of some of the family relationships and where children are involved. It is a very emotional role, and I say I have the greatest sort of respect for Tim Baker, Daphne Kane, who've held the roles previously, and Dudley Butt. The role is enlightening, but as you say, it is incredibly difficult at times.
Do you feel you've got your hands tied behind your back to some degree?
No, I think the Chief Minister who makes the appointment is very clear in the remit. And I personally, as a personal sort of thing, it fits very nicely with what I'm very concerned about. And that is the corporate parent role, to make sure that every child succeeds to its best ability in life. And I think it is right that I focus my attention on that, because in society, most children have wonderful parents who are their models, role models. And it's therefore my focus should be on where it needs to be, and that is on vulnerable children in care.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
It's not known whether any of the 7,000 job cuts at Marks & Spencer will affect the store on Drumgold Street in the Isle of Man. The retailer announced plans to reduce the size of its workforce earlier today. Manx Radio has spoken to Marks & Spencer, but they said it's not yet announcing changes by store or region. Billionaire Elon Musk, SpaceX, has raised $1.9 billion in the new funding round, according to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission regulatory filing today. Bloomberg reported on the fund round last week and said the private rocket company will have an equity value of $46 billion after the transaction, according to people familiar with the matter. PitchBook data report that this makes it the largest single fundraising round to date by SpaceX. Diageo has added another celebrity booze brand to its drinks cabinet. The FTSE 100 drinks giant is to pay $610 million, a cool £466 million, for Aviation American Gin, co-owned by the Hollywood actor Ryan Reynolds, and also Davos Brands, along with three other spirits. Ryan Reynolds will remain the public face of the gin brand for the next 10 years and retain a stake in the business. The star of Deadpool is the latest celebrity tie-up for Diageo, following the $700 million payout for George Clooney's tequila brand Casamigos in 2017, and a partnership with David Beckham for its Haig Club whiskey.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.in. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower, with investors monitoring the coronavirus pandemic. US stocks fluctuated after the S&P 500 briefly reached a fresh record intraday high. Gold was higher as the US dollar touched a more than two-year low. And in corporate news, Persimmon, the builder, gained after it reported a slump in first-half profits but reinstated its dividend. BHP Group traded lower after saying it would widen plans to exit coal operations and review opportunities to offload older oil and gas assets. The numbers now. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down 0.8% at 6,076. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.3% at 12,881. And in New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones down 0.2% at 27,793. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.5% at 11,173. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.1% at 3,385. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 32.2 cents, and €1, 10.8 cents. And in commodities, gold are up almost 1% at $2,004 per troy ounce. A barrel of Brent crude up 0.25% at $45.36.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio tonight. It's 16 minutes before 6. I'm Andy Wint. And Manx Radio listeners have been asking questions about the checking regime for those returning to the island, those supposed to be self-isolating. How well is it being monitored, they're asking? Well, there are some people who phoned up the man in line today, starting with Ewan Gorn, our deputy news editor, who's currently self-isolating after a trip across. And by the way, we've asked to speak to someone in government to get an official response to the comments we've had today. As yet, no response.
There's been no phone call and there's been no random visit or knock on the door to check I am where I said I was going to be self-isolating, and my housemate has actually also traveled. He traveled a few days before me, so he's been in self-isolation for a bit longer, and he's not had a call or a visit yet either.
Self-isolation is really dependent on the compliance of the returning residents or the ad hoc checks by the police. To me, just a simple solution would be a variation of the tagging system, but as opposed to the heavy-duty ankle tag, if there was to promote something like a wristband, the sort of thing that you'd have in a theme park, which could be a condition of the return, so that people know what's happening.
I reported my neighbour. I was upbeat about it. I told her to her face. I said a boyfriend was coming and going. He had a house in Douglas, and then he was coming around with you and staying at her house. So I told her, listen, this can't happen. You tell Laddo to stay in his own house. Right? So next minute, the police turn up, told her, read her a bit of the riot act, and then come around my house. And they said, is there any bad blood between the two of you, or any friction? I said, hang on a minute. This has got nothing to do with me. This is your job. You tell her, if he Laddo comes again, he's to stay in his own house. You shouldn't be coming to my house. You tell her.
Just this self-isolation. Very valid and everything else is people have to do it. But you look at these people who aren't doing it. Let's just say, hypothetically, they went to a pub, actually passed it on to a sheltered housing warden or somebody else like that, and somebody in that sheltered accommodation unfortunately caught it. Would they be liable to manslaughter charges?
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, good evening. FC Isle of Man will play AFC Liverpool in the first qualifying round of the FA Vars. The draw was made this afternoon, days after the newly formed team won its debut match against Guernsey FC 1-0. The first round of qualifying for the Vars kicks off on Saturday, the 19th of September, with more than 400 teams competing for a place in the second qualification round. That competition is for non-league clubs in England. For more information, head to manxradio.com. The International Professional Pool Players Association has announced the grand final of its season tour in 2021 will be held on the Isle of Man. It'll also be streamed live on BBC Sport. The opening round in next year's series will be held at the Palace Hotel in Douglas from the 5th to 7th of March, followed by the fifth and final round at the same venue from the 5th to the 7th of November. There's £7,000 on offer for the winner of that competition. Further afield, Netherlands boss Ronald Koeman is the front-runner to be the next Barcelona manager. The Spanish club sacked its current manager after their humiliating 8-2 defeat to Bayern Munich in the Champions League quarter-finals. Koeman, who's a Barcelona great, is said to be the preferred choice, with an announcement expected in the next few days. Former England cricket captain Nasser Hussain says the sport needs to modernise its regulations or face driving fans away. Just 134 overs were bowled across 5 days in the second test between England and Pakistan. That's the lowest amount of play in the country since 1987. Hussain tells Sky Sports News rules around bad light need to change urgently.
Do everything you can to stay on and not have the old mindset of everything you can to go off. It is time we changed our mindset as a sport.
And Rugby Union's professional game boards outlined a number of new initiatives to protect player welfare. England internationals will be given a 1 week break after the Six Nations in October and a further 2 weeks off from club rugby in December.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
11 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio, the 4:30 outbound to London City left 7 minutes late from Ronald's Way. Back tonight at 8 o'clock. The 4:50 to Liverpool, 3 minutes late. That's back at 20 to 7 tonight, just those departures from Ronald's Way this afternoon. On the roads, the main road in Greba, the Greba Bridge, two-way traffic signals for reinstatement after the water main burst there. East Baldwin Road's closed between Bala Oat Road and the entrance to Renscourt Farm. They're doing some tree work. And also, Beach Road in Gansey's got two-way traffic signals for gas main repairs. There are also gas main repairs in Tower Road, Port Erin. That's closed for the entire length. Access to property has been maintained. Railway line replacement, main road in Bull Dry, two-way traffic signals there. And also railway works in Groudle by King Edward Road. two-way traffic signals. There's a Aubrey Road in Castletown. Two-way traffic signals for Stonewall demolition. Remember, the matrix signs are showing from Pagaro to the mountain, Sulby to the mountain, Ramsey to the mountain, and Hilbury to the mountain. There is fog on the mountain. Take care. And also for Douglas Promenade, if you want to see the ongoing saga, go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey, and the Promenade has its own website for even more fun at myprom.im.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions 670145.
Now the contentious subject of work permits. And MHK wants to see a breakdown of work permits issued over the COVID-19 pandemic. Julie Edge has tabled a Tynwald question for the topic for the Enterprise Minister, Lawrence Skelly. Julie Edge explained to Sean Cowper.
I'd previously asked a question on work permits and how many were out in circulation. I think it was in July sitting. So I thought actually it would be interesting to see if any were issued during that period of time. Obviously, we all know now that the employment statistics were out yesterday and we've still got 1,100 people unemployed on the island. And I asked in the previous sitting of Tynwald, I asked the Minister for Enterprise whether he was going to review the work permit system. I don't feel that he is, and I feel it's critical to the island and the future for all these people that are currently unemployed, but also to our own people that may be highly qualified that want to come back to the island now. So I do feel it's critical that we have an urgent review of the work permit system. But I thought, more interestingly, let's see if any were handed out during the COVID period, because none of us knew what economic impact that was going to have at that time. We could all sort of guess, but we all have a better idea now of the impact when there's 1,100 people unemployed on the island.
You mentioned the unemployment figures there released yesterday, 1,100 people still out of work. But does there not need to be people coming in as well for jobs with specific skills?
Yeah, and I've never been against work permits for specialist skills and specific skills, but we don't know if we've got our own people with those specific specialist skills that are currently not living on the island that would want to be coming back as well. So without a full review of the work permit system, how can you, we've had it there as our golden bullet in the past to be used at times when we need it. And I do think that perhaps facing a time when this needs to be reviewed and we need to be tightening up and looking at this more closely.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Now a famous lady back on public view. 5 years ago, she took to the air above Castletown, swung out of her home by crane to be placed on a low loader and taken to the Cool Smithy warehouse off the Cool Road in Braddon. Now, after a painstaking process of restoration, she is available to be seen by you and everyone else. She is the schooner, the Peggy, dating from 1789 when she was built for the politician and banker George Quayle. Christopher Weeks is one of the restorers.
We are hoping that people will take advantage of the opportunity to come and see her in a slightly more organised way than was previously possible. And if people would like to visit, we're running guided tours, currently one a week. People can ring the museum or visit the Manx National Heritage website for a ticket, which is free, but nevertheless still needed. And they can go up and see how she now lives. She will be at the conservation facility for as long as it takes to construct a new home for her, basically. That is the more complicated aspect of the preservation of the boat, is finding a suitable home for her.
She's not going back to where she was before.
Well, she can't go back into the little boat cellar that George Quayle had left her in 1815, or whenever it was he abandoned her, we're not exactly sure of the date, because it floods tidally and it's impossible to prevent that. But the site as a whole may be amenable to flood prevention, and that's what we're looking into now, and we certainly are putting all of our effort into trying to find that solution. Over the last couple of years, we've been reducing the humidity in the room in which she's sitting, and that's to reduce the amount of water in turn in the timber. And it's getting to the point even now where we're the level of water in the timber is at such a point that the long-term preservation of the timber can be guaranteed. We're consulting with some of our colleagues across to try to reconstruct the 18th century rig of Peggy, because ideally we would very much like to display her rigged with a suite of sails, because we believe that the structure can take that kind of strain.
The return of the Peggy. And if you missed the news earlier on, the big football news after FC Isle of Man's inaugural win over Guernsey, Isle of Man FC. FC Isle of Man will play AFC Liverpool in the first qualifying round of the FA Vase. The draw made this afternoon, days after the newly formed team won against Guernsey. The first round of qualifying for the Vase kicks off on Saturday the 19th. Of September, more than 400 teams competing for a place in the second qualifying round. The competition is for non-league clubs in England. Full details of those of the draw and the fixtures at manxradio.com. Stick around after the news at 6 o'clock on Manx Radio. It's Countryside with Simon Clark and Kiri Kermo. At 6:30, Greatest Hits, hosted by George Ferguson. The Folk Show with John Kinnean at 9, and The Late Show with Stu Peters at 10. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Tim Glover. I'm Andy Wynn. Update returns Wednesday evening at 5:30. WINT.